My sisters and I by no means mastered the art of fishing that day, but looking back, I'm grateful my dad taught us how to fish. And now, you're going to teach your child how to fish. Teach Your Child to Fish provides guiding principles and practical activities to teach the next generation money management concepts and a critical life skill they should adopt as they begin to understand money. The guiding principles are supported by Scripture to highlight and reinforce the wisdom found within the Bible. The recommended activities included in each chapter are designed to enforce a key money management concept and are easy and fun to implement. As an added benefit, I've created a supplemental workbook you can download that provides templates and specific instructions for select activities. Take all the success and failures you've had with money management and think of the lessons you've learned along the way. What would you teach your younger self about money if you had the opportunity? Would you tell yourself to save more? Would you make different choices to avoid debt? Most adults wish they had received more exposure to financial literacy and money management earlier in life, and more importantly, before they were out on their own. The absence of financial literacy at home and in our schools creates a society filled with victims of the consumer culture, bound in debt and working beyond retirement age, not because they want to, but because they have to. Today's youth face a future of similar obstacles because they are learning sound financial concepts and practicing ideal money management habits too late in life. As a certified public accountant and finance professional, I have taught financial literacy to students of all ages and have coached young adults toward achieving their financial goals. I can clearly see the need and understand that together we can provide the building blocks for future generations to be successful with money. My interaction with young people, hearing their skewed money beliefs firsthand, only confirms the need for parents and the village to offer more insight and dialogue when it comes to money management. Proverbs 22, verse 6, New International Version, calls us to give proper instruction to a child. Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And the truth is, parents are far better suited than anyone else to teach financial education, because whether you realize it or not, your child is already learning from you through observation. If they are not learning from you, they are learning from other influential adults, whether that person happens to be family, a friend, or a stranger they see in the media. Use this time to intentionally help them establish healthy money habits and maneuver through the potential pitfalls money management may bring. Most parents want the very best for their child and will make the time to talk about the birds and the bees, the dangers of drug use, and the benefits of pursuing higher education. By following my lead, you can begin to build and create a legacy of healthy financial habits for generations to come by sharing the financial principles and implementing the activities found in this helpful lesson book. By establishing an open dialogue about money and modeling and practicing healthy money habits with your children, you will provide the building blocks for a healthy financial future. As parents, you will be able to guide your children through the fundamentals of money management, knowledge, and bring the concepts to life through everyday activities, application. This book doesn't just give you the tools, it tells you how to implement them. No one is born knowing how to fish. They must be taught and instructed. Similarly, once your child is taught the rules and given the tools for money management, they can be used for a lifetime.